You can also email us, nolan@bbc.co.uk, if you've got a story, which is what Richard did. Good morning to you, Richard.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
It's Vinny, but I'll let you, you get one of them because it's a Friday, Richard, but we'll move on anyway. Tell me what you spotted on top of your house. Was it yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah. I got out of my car and I happened to look up onto the roof and I thought it was a crow. Had a look a second time and I realised it wasn't really a crow. It looks more like a vulture. So that's as much as I can tell you. It's a big bird. It must have been a metre and a half wingspan.
How big? A metre and a half?
I guess.
That's massive, and it looks like a vulture. We've actually posted pictures of this on our Twitter account at BBC Nolan. So you can go and you can have a look. And this thing is massive. It looks a little bit like a fancy turkey.
It does. It's got a red head, yeah. And it looks as if it's got thongs on its legs.
It's got what?
Like leather thongs, I think.
Leather thongs.
And that's why I phoned in. I think it obviously belongs to somebody. So somebody's looking for it, I presume.
And how often have you seen this thing? Did it just appear and then disappear?
It appeared, disappeared, but my sister-in-law had seen it the day before down at her farmyard. So it is floating around in the area.
And this is the Limavady area, or near Limavady?
Yeah, Limavady, Drumcern, yeah.
You know, looking at this thing, because it's so big, you ever frightened by it or afraid it might attack you?
No, I just looked at it and thought it was the same things. But no, yeah, it's definitely there.
Well, there's a man on the line that might be able to help. Lothar Muscatat, you're from Flying Eagles, the Irish Raptor Research Centre. Good morning to you.
Very good morning to you. Eagles flying, actually, correctly.
Sorry, where is this? You're based in Sligo, but where is this bird from? You think you might know.
Yeah, it is actually one of our birds. Sancho, we gave him the name Sancho, went missing by the end of May. And then he was touring Ireland. He was touring County Sligo, Roscommon. He went over to Galway.
Sounds like a rock band. Limerick,
Mayo, and now eventually he's in Antrim.
And how did he escape? You know, did they just not come back to calls? Did something scare him?
No. First of all, he was part of our show. He was flying in the show, but he does that every now and then. That he stays away for a week or two, but he generally comes back again. But this time he did not come back. Well, actually, he returned, but he didn't come back to our hand. And then he just went on. And as I said, every now and then we get sightings reported. But now he's on tour for nearly half a year.
On tour. He sounds like he's on his holidays. Richard said there he thought this was about, what, 1.2, 1.5 metres is wingspan. How big is this bird?
Oh, it's a turkey vulture. That's why he looks a little like a turkey.
It looks like a big black turkey.
Exactly. It looks like a bronze turkey with a red head and black glossy feathers. And it's a species from Central America, Southern North America. They're quite common there. And they come to yards and they feed with the chickens, etc. So to answer your question early on, no, they are not dangerous. They would
you
never
said he feeds on chickens.
No. He feeds on crabs that was left out for the poultry. Technically speaking, vultures are meat eaters, of course, and that's why he was spotted on a fox carcass on the road. And I was actually a little bit afraid that he might have been hit by a car because for a long time I haven't heard from him. But I'm very happy.
He didn't ring you.
No. Well, he's on annual leave, so
right.
He's on holidays. He don't ring.
And do you want to recapture... What's the bird called? What's his official name?
We call him Sancho, but he won't listen. Yes, of course, we want to get him back. Because,
what do you mean he won't listen? You mean he ignores you?
Of course.
What?
Of course.
is his name... Maybe he wants to be called something else.
I know. The birds of prey, they are not domesticated. They don't listen to their names. If they come back to their handler, it's based on trust and food. But obviously he's well fed, he's looking after himself, so he doesn't need to come back to us.
So he can survive okay on his own. He'll not peril unless, for example, he gets hit by a car.
Ah, yeah, he can survive very well. It's no problem at all. But I'm a little bit worried now as the shooting season started that somebody has a very nervous finger. and shoots him instead of a crow. I mean, he's much bigger than a crow, and he looks...
Somebody
different.
Think there's a big crow coming to get me. I worry as well with him looking a bit like a turkey, and, you know, Halloween's out of the way, so Christmas isn't that far away. So this thing could end up roast on your dinner table.
Well, probably not. I mean, he's quite old. He will be very tough. And people don't tend to eat carnivores because they can carry diseases. So I would never recommend to use a turkey vulture instead of a turkey.
How old is he?
I have no idea. I got him actually from a farmer in Antrim, and he was mature and fully grown. And we have him now for, I think, 12 years. So he might be 20.
That would be tough meat now if you were to eat that.
I'd say so, yeah.
How long can these types of turkey vultures live for?
Actually, there are no official records, but I guess 20, 30 years, 30 years at least, if they're not killed before. I mean, we are talking about a bird in captivity. In the wild, I'd say they won't get more than 10 years.
I'm intrigued in terms of, you obviously train these birds, you spend a lot of time with them, and you don't keep them caged up all the time, and there must be quite a high risk then of them when they, you know, when they go from your arm, not coming back, not coming when you call them. He doesn't like Sancho, the name. So does this kind of thing happen a lot?
Oh, that happens, yeah, quite regularly, because we do not make our birds hungry. We give them as much food as they like, and so they are not really depending on the food donations we give them during the show. On the other hand, it keeps them healthy and strong. And when we do our show at Eagles Flying, we are happy to demonstrate that birds of prey are not puppets on a string. They are wild and independent creatures.
Well, there you go, Richard. That's exactly it. Sancho that's perched on your roof.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad to know it was a vulture after all.
And are you going to try now and Lothar go up and go back to Antrim to see if you can capture him? Is that your plan?
That is actually the plan, but...
Maybe Richard could help you.
Yeah, he will not come down to us. First of all, I need to identify net gun. That means it's a net fired with a gun.
Where do you get one of them?
Huh?
Where do you buy a net gun? Actually, don't tell me. I don't want to give anyone any...
we are trying to identify one of them from Dublin Zoo, Fota, Wildlife Park, Wildlife Service, RSPB... anybody probably has such a thing here in Ireland. We just don't know who.
Okay. Well, look, I hope it goes well. We have posted a picture, so if you would like to see Sancho, the black turkey vulture, you can go to at BBC Nolan. So just go and have a look there. Lothar, thank you very much. Richard, before you go, you know, I am intrigued as to whether this thing frightened you. What did you think when you first saw it? Because it's clearly with a wingspan of 1.5 metres, it's much bigger than a crow, unless they're pretty big crows in Limavady.
Yeah, no, I just looked at it and thought, first of all, is that a crow? No, it's not a crow. And then I thought, is Halloween over? Yes, it is. Then I thought, what is it? Then I looked, yeah, I thought it was a vulture.
Not make you nervous?
No. Felt sorry for the poor creature.
Okay, listen, thank you very much, Richard. It's Richard Copeland and Lothar there from the Flying Eagles in Sligo.